Hello, this is Kevin. Monday, August 6, 2012. I got a new way of sharing. I'm just going to... trail mix again. I got a new way of sharing. I'm just going to share my journal. Good morning, Africa. What a great conference it was. Now is the time to leave and go to our various excursions. This morning, the people going on a safari left in two large buses at 6:30 a.m. They loaded up with cases of water bottles and carry-on baggage. They stored their larger bags in the conference site. I got to meet Teresa Song from London, Ontario, Canada. She has a bachelor's degree in nursing and has worked as a nurse in the ICU in Canada for a while. And she came here to study medicine at Macquarie University. It's very cheap to study here, about $1,000 per semester. She has no plans to return to Canada. She is basically going to be a permanent missionary to Kenya. I said my goodbyes to the people who were going on the safari. Of course, I would like to go to the trip, but I want to take the opportunity to take a good look and get a good feel for the work of God in Uganda. This won't happen if I only go to a tourist location. I'm kind of apprehensive because some paranoid thinking. I don't know what's going to be ahead of me. I want to comment on the. I just want to comment on people's white teeth. They all look so perfect and white. I notice that I personally spend thousands of dollars on my own teeth, and we clean them, X-ray them, and still we don't have the white teeth that these people have. Possibly has to do with diet, I guess. One African shepherd asked me, why are Americans so obsessed with their health? He is the one who asked me, why are Americans so obsessed with their freedom also? It was not easy for me to hear these words because I'm obsessed with my health too, but it's true. Sometimes it takes an outsider to see what is truly going on among us. I should not be so self-preserving. I think we are obsessed with our health because we are obsessed with our freedom. We want to be in the best health in order to ensure that we can continue to enjoy our freedom. But I think that when we're obsessed with our freedom and health all the time and we're losing our health as we get older, then this leads to constant sorrow. And we need to just trust God, I think. After the safari team left, I got packed and waited for the Nile Source team and joined their buses to Bethesda Clinic. I enjoyed looking at the streets as we traveled towards the clinic. The streets were so jam-packed with motorcycles and cars, it was a huge traffic flow. I didn't say jam because somehow everything keeps on flowing here. There is motorcycles called Boda Bodas. They carry things and also serve as taxis. There are small cars. People are able to make money with their vehicles. If you stand on the roadside, someone will offer you a ride acting as a taxi. I videotaped some street scenes as we traveled along. We finally got to the site of the Bethesda Clinic, and we took a tour of the construction and the clinic. I will talk first about the construction. It was three stories high. It is three stories high. It was started about 4 to 5 years ago with just a framework, but it sat idle for 3 years because of lack of funds. But Dr. John Jun felt bad that during his term as an executive director, the project was not completed, and he helped to inspire people to donate and raise $40,000 in the USA, and Korea gave 40, and 20 came from elsewhere, and they have workers who work very cheaply, and they chose to use Ugandan materials and Ugandan oil workers. Now the work is progressing well, and the cement and rebar framework is being flushed out, and rooms are put into place. It is still very undone, but God is working, and it will be done. Dr. John Jun has committed himself to ensuring the first two floors to be finished completely, and very soon. What is also amazing is the worship area. It is located in the bottom corner of the hospital construction. One has to walk on wooden planks to get to the concrete stairs. There is a white paper that states Bible Center. You walk downstairs and there is a sink that leaks and a toilet with a toilet that you have to climb up into. The Bible Chapel is concrete and painted white, and they have speakers and guitars and a podium, Bible study question sheets, a small library cabinet containing folding chairs, large stairwell windows. There's a room with computers and printers and some are dedicated as prayer rooms. Those rooms look like they had walls made of white barn planks. There's some tables formed into a square where they have daily bread meetings. There's some banners around the room saying Bible Uganda World Mission, and we are carrying on a great work from Nehemiah 6:3 in equipping the servants of God, 2 Timothy 3:7. They might have been banners from previous conferences. There's a picture of Bethlehem and a picture of Dr. Samuel Lee and his 8 spiritual legacies, and it's a very beautiful Bible house. There's also a Brothers Common Life area. I think that 4 brothers are living there. Dio Gracious is one of them, and it's a crude living place. There's a bathroom, a shower, sink, a gas grill, 4 beds with mosquito nets. And it is home and very much filled with love and respect, but it's very rough and rugged, but nice. Innocent Nixon is the manager of the compound. He does this full time, and he has his own small homemade apartment where he sleeps. It's about 10 by 10. He's very humble and is becoming my best friend here at the mission. I met the cleaning person, a young man. He is not part of the ministry, but a paid worker, and he lifts weights and is very strong. He made some weights out of rebar and cement and also plastic tubing and cement, and it works very well. I got to spend some time at the clinic. It's a small clinic with 4 volunteers, doctors, Dr. Chung, pediatrician, Dr. Livingston Kang, internal medicine, GI, Dr. Luke Lim, Dr. Samuel Yu, pulmonary, Dr. Rebecca, ophthalmology. They're all Korean doctors, and Dr. Joseph is a senior citizen, American board certified pediatrician, and they have a receptionist, a Chinese missionary, and a paid nurse, and a cleaning lady, and a cleaning person. Man, there are a lot of Chinese-speaking people in the area, so they have a sign outside in Chinese, and there's even 2 Chinese missionary, UBF missionaries, who have been here for 4 years. And the clinic is not very busy. They may be 10 to 20 patients per day. The consultant cost is $7 per consult, and they get prescriptions and diagnosis, and x-ray costs $15, and they have an OR where they do minor surgeries, and even a shepherd's baby was born here. They have a bronchoscope that is not working, but they use the old-fashioned way. And the fees of the clinic pay the employees' wages, since the doctors work for free, and this can exist because the doctors volunteer services. It is self-sustaining, and also a blessing for the neighborhood. It was hard for me to think I was going to volunteer at the clinic, because things move too slow, very slowly there. Most of the time people are just waiting around talking and reading, and there's not many patients. I was also thinking that the nurse, Joyce, I didn't want to walk on her, she's just a paid employee and a great person, but, she has her job there and not much space, so I didn't want to get in her space. The workers have a Wednesday prayer meeting at 8 a.m. Some of them even have one-to-one Bible study. It seems that the missionaries make a clear distinction between student ministry and non-student ministry. And all the shepherds at the Bible house seem to be students. Another note about the hospital construction is that the top floor is several rooms. This is a guest house area, and where visitors can stay. It would be more convenient than staying in the cramped missionary apartments. It would also make it easier for people to come and experience the mission. Right now, Macquarie University guest house on campus. I think it's very expensive, and one has to cross a very busy busy road to get to the church. For lunch, Missionary Samuel took us to a Korean-Chinese restaurant. It was called Aria. And it was a beautiful and huge and very clean, and it makes most of its money through hosting banquets. And we ordered Korean food. And as usual, I ordered bibimbap because I don't know what I'm ordering. And it was very delicious. And we had 6 bibimbaps. A Korean missionary... There was a Korean missionary with us who spent one semester in Vancouver, and she's still doing some internship here in the lab in the clinic. And Missionary Hope Kim from Sudan, Mr. Rekha Lim and Dr. San Yu and Dr. John Jun. It was a very beautiful fellowship. Walking around the restaurant outside freely was a large white rooster, freely, and all the waiters were young Ugandans. And I also visited the Malego Government Hospital, Dr. John Jun and Dr. Sam Yu. He took us around this 1,500-bed hospital. There were so many suffering people. There was overcrowded wards, 13 patients in a small space with 13 relatives, and some were suspected even to have TB. Family members were cramped, camped out in the stairwell, and most people have absolutely no hope at all. And the leaders, doctors, and nurses are disillusioned and despaired. Some are just reaping also financial rewards of their position. They need responsible gospel workers to take charge of each unit. Our hospitals are full of hope. This hospital was hopeless. There was a chalkboard where someone wrote, "Jesus is Lord. Jesus is the only hope for some." Christian gospel workers can make a world of difference here and everywhere else. It is so sad that it seems impossible to make a difference, but in Jesus there is hope. I heard that the for-profit non-governmental health care are a lot better, but they don't have capacity and the people cannot afford it. Some people come to Bethesda Clinic and don't pay. They say, "I will pay tomorrow," and they don't return. The doctors accept this as part of doing the work of God. This afternoon, I walked half of Macquarie campus with Innocent Nicholas. I am really out of shape. It could be the high elevation, and it might have been the pollution caused by cars and Boda Bodas and vans. It could have been the uphill climb on the campus. We walked all around, and there were huge beggar birds hanging around the campus. They eat garbage, and they are about 4 feet tall with a huge beak and red billows on their head. They're very scary, and all of the students were also respectful and considerate, and most looked at me with a curious look. It was about 32,000 people on this campus when the session is in. The university wants to have 70,000 students, but they cannot manage these numbers yet. Now, there's also a huge Muslim mosque, very well kept, very well prominent right at the beginning of the campus. When we left the campus, there were about 20 Boda Boda motorcycles, and all trying to get me to hire them as taxis. They see me as from a distance and raise their hand and call out for me to choose them. They're very friendly, but very persistent. I also got the privilege to visit Michelle Joseph and Esther Chung's apartments. They live in a very nice apartment, and it was gated and protected, and they have a spacious apartment with computer access, and there are green lawns, and they're building themselves. The building themselves looks run down. Michelle Esther plants flowers outside to make it more beautiful, and they served me water and mango juice, and they were delighted that we could take pictures, and they were happy to receive gifts from America. They send you their greetings. Dr. Joseph lives on Social Security from USA, and they're doing very well down here, serving Ugandan mission. That night we all ate at Dr. Luke Lim's house. It was a delicious and abundant Korean feast, and there was a missionary family from Sudan and Missionary Hope Kim, and we had a great time. And Missionary Hope's daughter is studying at the University of Alberta, I heard, in Edmonton, and they had the missionary spirit saying, "Eat a lot," they said, and served a lot. They rented a room for me at the Macquarie University guest house, and I got a single room with 3 beds. Yeah, I watched a little TV, and basically I could see that they liked some gospel preaching, some like Benny Hinn preaching, but also a lot of Spanish soap operas translated into English. There was a mosquito in my room, and at night I hope it did not bite me and transfer malaria to me. Oh well, I must trust God all the time, and all the Africans use mosquito nets. One person asked me if I ever got malaria before, and they were very surprised that I did not get malaria even once. We might get the West Nile virus in the USA. It's a good night, and I thank God for the generosity of the Korean missionaries and the Ugandan brethren. Thank you very much. That was Monday, August 6th.